here's a story from The World.
Yesterday, history was made in Tokyo.
And Suni Lee, let me be the first to announce to the world, you are the women's all-around Olympic champion.
NBC, they're announcing that Suni Lee, the first Hmong American Olympic gymnast, won gold in the all-around women's competition.
I wish I could be in the living room with her family right now in St. Paul, because I guarantee it is pandemonium.
He was right. It was. And more than just Lee's family celebrating. In an event center in Oakdale, Minnesota, hundreds of people gathered around Lee's parents to celebrate her historic win. Among the crowd was Kalee Vanghur, a state representative in Minnesota and a friend of the Lee family. Kalee joins us now. Take us into that room yesterday. I mean, we heard the excitement. What were you feeling when the score was tabulated and you realized Suni had won?
It was electric. I mean, the emotions in that room, and I can't even explain to you. I don't think that words could ever explain just exactly how people were feeling in that space. It was excitement. It was joy. But it was also like this, it was like we were collectively holding our breath. And when that moment came, it was as if like we couldn't contain the emotions that were inside of us. So I don't know. I mean, it was just, I think it was a mix of all of these emotions, especially for someone like me who came to this country as a refugee. It was really what her victory meant for all of us and the sacrifices that our elders made to bring us to this country. I mean, it was, you know, for all of us to have different emotions tied to it.
Yeah, electric is a great word. I knew there was a lot more going on there than what I could see on my little Twitter screen. So Suni is the first Hmong American gymnast to compete in the Olympic Games, let alone win gold. Many Hmong people, yourself included, you alluded to this, came to Minnesota as refugees starting in the 1970s after the U.S. withdrew from Southeast Asia. What does it mean to see a young person from your community emerge from that history and achieve such an amazing accomplishment on the world stage?
To watch what Suni did was everything that we hoped that the sacrifices that we made would lead to something great. We had no idea what the hard work and the sacrifice could mean. She opened the door to let us know that the sacrifices we made were worth it and that our children could be anything that they wanted to be and have opportunities that we did not have growing up.
When you have someone like Suni who gets to the Olympics and gets gold, I mean, they seem superhuman. What does her athletic achievement mean for Hmong women and girls?
It's huge for us. What she did for Hmong women yesterday and for Hmong people in general, but really showing us that investment in our children matters, right? I was a first generation immigrant here. And as a girl growing up in America, I had to lie to play sports. So like I had to actually forge my parents' signatures. What our community was focused on was education so that we could become something in America. And we didn't think that there was a path forward in doing that in extracurriculars. And so to be able to watch that get dismantled in one generation and to see that come to fruition in something as big as Suni and the Olympics was a testament to really seeing the shift in placing values on the women and girls in our community and saying they can be just as much everything that we had hoped and wished for our boys.
Do you predict that the gym that Suni went to and trained at will now get a long line of young Hmong gymnast hopefuls?
Oh, I hope so. My hope is that every girl, whether they are Hmong or whether they are just any girl who is wanting to do something great, knows that they can.
There is amazing control in gymnastics, but also freedom and joy. Suni literally defies gravity in her routines. How do you feel when you watch her perform?
You know, I think just for the pure athleticism of it, when I think about her ability to execute these skills, it's an awe and a wonder to watch. But I would have to say that, you know, for me, watching her is like what she did at the Olympics and in this particular sport is a representation of Hmong people and our life and how we got here and the sacrifices that we made. That we are a culture that came from countries that continue to oppress us, whether it was China or Southeast Asia, and coming to America and the obstacles that we have had to overcome around racism, around stereotyping, around lack of opportunity, around barriers with language and income and wealth, and that we had to just buckle down and work hard and make sacrifices and hope that the future would bring something that was worth all the sacrifices that we made. And when I look at what Suni did and when we watch her, it looks so effortless. It looks like she makes it look so easy. And what we people don't see is the amount of sacrifice and the pain and the perseverance that she had in continuing to do this work and sacrificing for a future that maybe could bring Olympic gold, but you never know. Injuries take people out, right? But her perseverance and her persistence in this And to be able to win that gold was really, to me, a representation of the Hmong people's journey and how we've had to endure in order to have the successes we have today. And I could not be more happy to see the success that she achieved with it.
Kali Vang Her is a state representative in Minnesota and a friend of the Lee family of Suni Lee, gold medal winner in gymnastics. Kali, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me, Marco.